You came. I'm so happy that you're here. I'm sorry. I can't help but hug you whenever you drop by. Hugging a giant. Well, a giant to me. I'm small and you're like, wow, crane my neck up and up and up. You just keep going. Anyway, you're my favorite giant, if that makes it a tiny bit better. A little is good enough for me. Come in. Take your shoes off. Get comfy on the couch. Uh-huh. We're going to be binge watching a new series. I really love it, and I figured, you know, since I just moved and I don't have many pillows, I'd call up a big teddy bear to be my pillow. I'm sorry. I'm in a teasing mood tonight. Some little jabs won't hurt you, right? Now, come on. Stop lingering near the door. I'll take your hand and pull you to the couch if I have to. You'd like to see me try? Oh, you're in big trouble now, mister. Or little trouble. Whatever. Just follow me. Now sit. Yes, sit. And scoot a bit so I can plop down right here. I'm not making you uncomfortable by squeezing up next to you, am I? Well, suck it up. So are you ready to start? There's snacks and drinks on the table beside you. Just help yourself to whatever you like. Oh, and the remote is right next to the... snacks. I'm sorry for leaning against you. Got the remote. Shut up. It was more fun to get it myself. You always get a bit flustered by some contact. Can I hit play or should I let you complain some more? This is just perfect. Big comfy pillow to snuggle up to. Some snacks and a new series to watch. There are 3 seasons, but I only saw half of the first episode. No, I don't mind rewatching it. I figured I might as well restart it so that you're up to speed. The problem is, this one is a slow burner. Or at least that's what I read online. Come on, give it a chance. We'll be more invested by the second episode. Yeah, I'm fine. Sorry for moving around so much. No, you're really comfy, actually. I'm just having a hard time to find a position I can lay in. I really like this actor. He's pretty good in this show. Don't worry, I told you that you're comfy. I promise I'll stop moving around so much. Sweetie, I promise I'm comfortable around you. Yes, I called you sweetie. You're a big plushie. My big plushie. Sorry, I've been talking a lot, haven't I? And I'll try to focus on the show. Could you wrap your arm around me? Yeah, like that. I mean, if you find it weird, we can stop. I don't want to make you feel uneasy about hanging out with me like this. Okay, if you say so. It's just that you've told me you're comfortable when I feel like you're not, like you're unsure about being close to me or something. I promise I'm okay with this. Stop worrying so much. I need this for a bit. If you don't mind. Thank you. Yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I can feel your eyes on me and not the TV. And to be honest, I'm not really watching the show either. Not really, no. I'm not feeling too good. I'm sorry for all this. Truth is, I don't feel safe here. I don't know. This neighborhood is pretty nice. There's a little corner store that's just 3 minutes from here. I walk there to get my groceries. The downstairs tenants play some loud music, but they're an older couple and generally pick good songs. I'm not too bothered by it. I miss my old life. Well, no, not in that way. I'm glad I moved. We're actually closer and I love meeting up for lunch. I'm just wondering about the other aspects of my life. What I had. If this is better, if that makes sense. I don't know what I mean exactly. I don't even know who I am anymore. Thanks for being here for me. I didn't really know who else to call. I feel so shitty dumping all this on you out of nowhere. I invited you here for a fun night to spend on the couch, but instead you're hugging me as I'm practically crying in your arms. Feel safe, grounded, like everything's gonna be okay. You ease my pain so much. Sometimes, when I know you have things to do and I have a lazy day, feels just like I'm waiting on you to come visit me so we can spend a few hours together before you have to go back home tackling another day. I like you. I really, really like you. And if I could, I would move mountains to make sure that you were happy. As much as you make me happy. Even if those mountains were more your size. I know how you feel about yourself. I do. When I look at you, I don't see someone big or scary. I see someone who can protect me. Who cares for me. You're the biggest sweetheart I know. Even if you act like a doofus sometimes. I just wish I could make sense of what I want out of life. It feels like I'm in the middle of a tornado, ripping apart everything I love or know, until I'm left standing in the middle of an empty field. But I'm not swept away by it. Because your hands are hugging me, just as they are right now. Never letting go. I love you. That's the only thing I know for certain in my life. I don't know how our friendship will go after me telling you all this, but please, whatever you say, please. Never let me go, okay? Thank you so much. I needed this for such a long time. I don't know what to say. We've missed so much of the episode. We can always restart it. You can stay the night, can't you? I want to fall asleep like this. Maybe then I won't get nightmares. Maybe I'll sleep peacefully knowing that you're here, holding me, protecting me, keeping me safe. Promise you'll never let me go.